We have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. Sue Pitts joins us from the Iowa Western Community College. She's the Small Business Development Center Director. Sue, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about a program that's called Dream Big, Grow Here. You are dreaming big and trying to get folks to grow here. Talk a little bit about how this program got started.
Well, the program is actually out of UNI in Cedar Falls, Iowa. They started it last year, and it is a basically statewide, or they're trying to make it a statewide contest for small businesses. We joined in this year because a big portion of their statewide contest was missing Southwest Iowa. So I really wanted to get involved and have a regional contest here. And I believe, I don't know the exact number how many contests there are that will be running this summer. I think it's 11 throughout the state of Iowa. And each regional contest will be giving out $5,000 for a business or a startup. So that's people already in business looking to grow or looking to go into another market, that kind of thing, or a business that is looking to start and needs that $5,000 to kind of give them that edge.
Well, $5,000, nothing to sneeze at.
No. And then if they win our region, they will compete against all of the other regions. I believe it's late March or early April at the My Entrenet, EntreFest, and they will compete for $10,000.
It's a lot at stake there, and there's a lot at stake anyway for small businesses. It's very difficult. A lot of small businesses fail, but there are a lot of great ideas out there.
Right, and just to get that business started or to take that next level, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you know, there needs to be capital so that $5,000 will really help to nudge some businesses in the right way and grow our region and add employers and everything like that.
Well, you work a lot with folks and give a lot of folks some advice and some help and some guidance along the way, and you probably know more so than we do. Sometimes when we think about small businesses and them failing, we think about mounds and mounds of debt piling up and stuff because it was tough to get started and it just doesn't work out. But isn't it true, Sue, that there are a lot of small businesses that are just teetering right on the edge of being able to really take off and go? It's just they don't have the resources to get them that next step.
Right, and I think resources come in all different colors, and one of them, of course, is money, and the other is assistance and help and getting them planning. I mean, a lot of times businesses don't fail because of the lack of money or even because of a lack of sales. It's because of lack of planning and lack of doing some of those things, and so getting involved with us at the Small Business Development Center, we can really help do that kind of thing, and by doing this Dream Big, Grow Here contest, everyone has us at their, I mean, they can use us as a resource, but of course with this contest, we can help them too.
Well, sometimes when folks think about business growth in Iowa, they think of the Des Moines and the Cedar Rapids and the Davenports and things like that, but there's a lot of business growth that goes on out in the rural areas.
Oh yeah, and especially with our technology now, you don't need, a lot of people resources or cities, because we can do a lot of e-commerce. We can do things through the internet, through the computer, and it doesn't have to be a lot of travel or a lot of people, you know, to be your employees right there. So there can be a lot of growth that way. The internet and technology has really opened things up. And Southwest Iowa, although there are some areas that don't have the best broadband, it is getting a lot better and opening up a lot of doors.
Why not?
So there are a lot of hidden resources out there, and that's one thing with Dream Big, Grow Here, and why we wanted to bring it to Southwest Iowa is I think even though we see a lot of businesses, I think there's a lot of businesses, hidden gems in their basements and in their garages that are just beaming to be the next Google or Microsoft, so we're hoping to find some of those. But really, this contest is for you know, our rural businesses. It doesn't have to be the next big idea. That we want to see businesses take that next level. So it could be anyone from a restaurant, you know, to a technology business.
Yeah, I guess that's what I was wondering next was, you know, will people shy away from this thinking it's got to be something where I've, you know, added 100 employees or something to be able to compete for something like this? What kind of guidelines? What are they looking for?
We're looking for, I mean, basically, let me go through how the contest works. Starting on September 10th, which is next Monday, businesses will be able to start entering. So by entering, they're going to go to dreambiggrowhere.com. And it's just a short questionnaire where they talk about their business and what they're doing and what they'd like to do. And then they can add photos, they can add YouTube videos, really any kind of visual resources like that. And then it's a voting contest, the beginning part of it is. And so they're going to reach out to customers, to friends, to family, through social networks or however they can, to customers, and get people to vote on their idea through dreambiggrowhere.com. The voting contest does not open up until October 1st. So we have a good 20 days to get businesses to sign up. They don't have to sign up on Monday. They could sign up the very last day, but we just have that window to get the word out and get people ready, so that we can get a lot of good candidates out there. And then starting October 1st, they're really going to work it and get those votes. They have till, I believe it's October 22nd, to get those votes. And then the voting closes, and we'll take the top five winners. And from there, the top five winners on November 1st will compete at our pitch-off. So this is the Southwest Iowa pitch-off, and we're having it at our Western's Arts Center. I believe it's an evening event starting at 6. They'll have 10 minutes to pitch to our three judges, and the winner of that will win the $5,000. And the reason why we're adding that pitch-off, the voting contest kind of can be a popularity contest, but I think there's a lot of credibility to a business marketing and being able to drum up business by getting votes. I think that gives, lets us know that it's a pretty dynamic business and they can get out there and kind of promote their business. But we don't want it to fall solely on that. And so we're taking those top five vote-getters and doing the pitch-off. And that will be judged on business sustainability, what makes that business differentiated in the market, what makes them better, what are they doing different, what makes them remarkable. Also on, growth and profitability and ability to hire employees, but it's not solely on employees. I know a lot of times a lot of our Iowa programs are solely on employees, and this is a mix of can this business grow.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of interesting. It almost sounds like the type of a pitch one would have to make to his banker, to his or her banker, as they're maybe thinking about expanding.
That's exactly it. And so when people are thinking of entering the contest, I want them to think about that pitch too. Think about, I'm going to win this one of the five spots, and think about that pitch and what makes them remarkable, what makes them different when they're doing the beginning part, because when you're getting votes and people are looking at these entrants, that's what they're looking at too. They're looking at, what makes this different? What makes this restaurant different? What makes this painter or contractor different?
Right. Do you think that win or lose, as far as the competition goes, that any business that really kind of gets involved in this might actually learn a few things about marketing and about kind of helping themselves grow?
Absolutely, and I think it's going to get them a lot of publicity. If they're a part of this, this is a statewide thing, and a lot of people, there's 10 other contests going on at the same time ours is going on, so there's going to be a lot of people being driven to Dream Big Grow Here. And it's just an intriguing thing. So people are going to look at our contest and their contest and, look at what kind of businesses are out there. So I think it's going to really be, if I was in business, I would definitely do it, whether or not I thought I had a shot or not, because it really will help with publicity. It will get people to, get to their websites and to their Facebook pages and things like that. In droves that they probably haven't had before. So the other tip I would have is, as they're looking at entering the contest, is to make sure that they're, kind of clean up their house a little bit. Make sure their website's ready for some traffic. Make sure they have a Facebook presence, those kinds of things, to have an online presence, because otherwise all they're going to do is see that little profile and they have nowhere else to go to check out the business. So thinking of it in a way as this is a way to get business as well as votes.
You bet. In addition to helping with the contest, will you help them along the way too?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And the other thing is, once we pick the top five, we are going to be giving each one of those a mentor. That's not me. Just because if I helped them all, their pitch would probably sound exactly the same. So we are getting some business members in the community that will be able to kind of be their sounding board and help them through the pitch-off process.
Great. Well, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity for some of these businesses, some that may have just opened, some that may have been around for a little while but are looking to do some bigger and better things. Again, Sue, to get started on this, they just need to visit the website?
Yeah, and we also on Monday do have an informational session. They by no means have to go to that, but it is Monday at in Lovetal. It is free. They can go to the website, and they'll see the link to that so they can register. Otherwise, they can give me a call and get registered. That's Monday 9 to 11, the 10th.
Very good.
And it just I'm just going through tips on how to get votes and things like that.
You bet.
But starting on September 10th as well, they can start entering in the contest and just going to Dream Big Grow here and following the Southwest Iowa link for our contest.
Easy enough.
And then, yeah, just kind of going through the process and if they have questions. But, you know, it's a pretty easy application. You know, it's just basically giving the businesses the freedom to kind of sell it.
Sure. Well, as I said earlier, just being a part of the competition will help you probably a lot in learning how to better market and especially use some of the new medias that are out there. There are a lot of opportunities out there that some folks just overlook because they just don't feel like they have the time
right.
or the understanding to really get involved in it.
And this is very much a social media contest, especially at the beginning. And last year, like I said, Southwest Iowa wasn't involved, but they really had a lot of people involved in doing comments on people's entrance and, you know, just all sorts of great online stuff and things being forwarded to Twitter and to Facebook and things like that.
So. Yeah. DreamBigGrowHere.com is where you can go to find out more and get yourself organized and get yourself registered for that. It might pay off handsomely. Sue Pitts, thanks a lot for your time.
Hey, thank you.